The church asks us to think about, and not only think about, but pray about and pray for those who have died. In a particular way, those who have died over the last year. And death is a subject that I think makes us a little uncomfortable, and it should. Death isn't something we like to think about. And we see that. Perhaps we've seen these things in our own lives, perhaps we've seen it in others, but when a family member dies, or a loved one dies, sometimes we don't even like to use the word death. We'll say things like, well, they've passed, they've gone on to another place, usually we say a better place. We avoid things like wake services, the evening before funerals. It's too much to have that emotional time, that grieving, and we like that 1 hour before the funeral where we're talking to people. Sometimes we avoid funerals altogether, or we don't want to bury our loved ones. We like to have them on our mantle. We like to talk about the funeral being a celebration of life. Sometimes in the words of remembrance, we do very little talking about loss and the death and Christ's work, and rather we talk about all these good memories. Death is definitely an uncomfortable subject. We feel it, we know it. And now we have this day, All Souls Day, where we face death, we look it straight in the eye, but we don't fear it. We don't fear it because of the Savior that we have, because of Jesus Christ. Took on our sins and died so that we might have hope of eternal life. Death is ugly. Death isn't normal. It's not natural. It wasn't created. Death is a consequence of sin. Even after Christ righted the wrong of the fall, death is still a natural consequence now of being human. The church gives us this day, just as she gives us things like Advent and Lent, not just for that small period of time, but to teach us something that we should be doing all year long. Death is something that we should be able to look at in our lives. Death is something that we should be able to say, I don't fear because of Jesus. And death is something, when we look at the death of our loved ones, of our family members, of our friends, that we go to Christ and we say, Lord, save them. Remember that you died for them. To get on our knees and pray for the dead. All Souls Day puts that into focus for us. But this is not the only day that we should be praying for our dead. We should be doing it all the time. Yesterday we celebrated All Saints Day, and I think sometimes when we look at these 2 days, they almost seem like the same. We almost celebrate them the same. All Saints is what we celebrate, those who have already been victorious, and we look forward to the graces that God can give to each of us if we live our lives for Him, that one day we too will be saints. But today, we also face the reality that we're sinners. And yes, Jesus came to save us. Yes, he died for our sins. But it's a reality that for a lot of us, when we die, we don't die the saints we hope we would become in this life. So we thank God for his mercy. We thank God that even those who are not perfect yet can be purified in the fires of purgatory, which is a great loving grace of the Lord. That's why we have this day today, to remind us to pray for the dead, not only our family members and friends, but also and especially those who have no one to pray for them. Brothers and sisters, it is our duty, it is a work of mercy to pray for the dead. I encourage each of us, even if we've already prayed a rosary today, take time this evening, offering a rosary for those who have died. Especially for the faithful departed in our families and friends and our parishes, but offering these prayers through Mary to Jesus for all who have died, that they may be purified, and may one day see the face of God for all eternity in heaven.